Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And as you know, 51551, wash hands now. This is a long shot, unfortunately, but it really is worth trying for, especially at this time of year, because you know the ad about the cost of everything and the value of nothing. Well, this is what's been lost here is priceless. Keith Cronin. Keith, good afternoon.
How's things? All right?
Good, thanks. What happened, Keith?
Basically, my daughter went shopping on Wednesday with a friend of hers, and it was a Blanchardstown shopping centre. And when she went out, she had a necklace in her bag, basically belonging to what was her mum's necklace, had two medals on it, and her mum's ashes in a locket contained on it.
Okay.
She went shopping with it, came home, hadn't got it. So somewhere along the lines out in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, if it's the car park or the shopping centre itself, it's basically lost. So we put an appeal out on Facebook and Instagram and to yourself now, basically just to see if we can get it back. As I say, there's no real value to it unless you're my donor. And she's devastated about it, you know.
And the distinctive, it has, is that a miraculous medal tied
on? It's a miraculous medal. There's an emerald Buddha on it that basically, they were the two medals that our mum had on her through all her treatments in hospital before she passed away. And then basically there's a flower on it that contains our mum's ashes, which we bought for her. But it's basically, as I said, she's absolutely devastated about it.
So there's three, just for people at home. We'll tweet the photograph again.
Perfect.
But because it is a long shot, wasn't this past Wednesday? It was last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday,
Nearly a week tomorrow.
Nearly a week ago tomorrow.
So there's three elements to the, it's on a neck chain, Paul Mescal was wearing in Normal People, that type of chain for a start. Then there's a miraculous medal. Then there's a bigger centerpiece. Is that what you're describing as the flower?
There's a flower, basically. It just looks like a five. And then the other one is just like, it's a very tainted Buddha on it, like a marble jade. You can't really make it out in the photograph.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's three elements to it.
Yeah.
A flower, which is basically think of the three-leaf clover. Or indeed a four-leaf clover. It's a five-leaf clover in that sense. Is there any name written on it, Keith?
There's not, no. It's basically, we purchased it just for to contain the ashes on it, and we didn't get it engraved. We just bought it as a keepsake for my daughter. But
and Lucy is what age?
She's 14.
Okay, God. And when did her mother die?
Her mum passed away just a little over 2 years ago. She was battling cancer for 4 years. So Lucy was 8, I think, when she first got diagnosed. So it's an awful lot for a young kid to take on. So
your wife Ruth died when she was...
She was just turning 39. Just gone 39, yeah.
Wow. And when did she develop the illness?
It's 6 years ago now that she was first diagnosed with it, and it basically just got progressively worse. And but she fought right till the end. Like she done everything for Lucy's sake, everything. And I mean, she just put up just a big fight for her own daughter. You know, she just didn't want to see her suffering. But unfortunately, the worst happened for her. You know.
Okay. Now you've been on to Gardaí. My worry is that it'd be swept up in one of the other machines they have in Blanche.
Yeah, that's
sweep
basically
the centre.
What we're worried about. Yeah. So I basically went in and out of every retail unit in Blanchardstown yesterday, in the outlets, actually in the centre, talking to the cleaners, the security, went to the Blanchardstown police station about it as well. So she basically was only in four shops. So we're hoping that it's kind of maybe it fell and went in underneath a sale rack or. Something along them lines that, as you say, I'm hoping that it's not swept up off a road sweeper in the car park, because I walked the car park yesterday as well. So it's just an unfortunate thing that we're hoping on a long shot that it might turn up somewhere.
Yeah, but it is.
It
looks to me like the centrepiece, would that be the size of a 50p piece?
Yeah, it would be. It'd be very noticeable, out in the road. So
there's two pieces approximately the same size of 50p piece, and then you have the smaller miraculous medals that people know. Is this part of Lucy's ashes? No, part of what Lucy had in the necklace, was that part, just part of her mum's ashes, Ruth?
Yeah, so basically just where the flower was just containing the ashes. The other two, as I say, were given to her mum through her treatment. So she had it on her all the time. So she actually passed away with the miraculous medal and the Buddha on her. It was only after then we bought the last piece then to add to it.
And then the remainder of the ashes.
I know we still have the remainder of the ashes now. It's very hard to explain. I don't know what Lucy's thinking at the minute. So, what she's missing the most is just the fact that it was her mum's.
And it was her mother wore it.
Yeah, her mother wore it.
Now part of her mother is in it.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah.
Okay. How have you managed during the lockdown, Keith and Lucy?
It's been tough, like it has been for anybody, you know. Trying to keep the both kids occupied, you know, you're hit and miss with the sports. You're able to play, you're not allowed to play. So Lucy's mind is occupied with the Gaelic and stuff like that. She's in school now. She's sitting her junior cert this year. So the pressure's on, and she's a tough kid. So it's just one of them things. It's like anybody. Everybody struggled through this, but sure, hopefully we're coming out of the far side of it now. Hopefully, but sure, you never know.
And did Lucy's mother, Ruth, knew she was unwell? Obviously, she said she battled it for a number of years.
Yeah. Her mother passed away young as well. So it was basically, I've seen it twice now. Ruth's mother passed away when we were only 15. So... And then I seen it then with Ruth, and she battled it for 4 years. So it was tough, yeah. So Lucy's a strong kid, like most kids are, you know, they're immune to anything, but her emotions are kind of being up and down as comes with her age, you know.
And was Ruth able to fulfil any ambitions when she was still unwell?
When she was unwell, basically, they had booked right at the start of when she was diagnosed. She knew that she had cancer, but she went to Euro Disney with Lucy when they were young, and we didn't tell her for a good while after that. But you know, when she starts the treatment, you kind of have to let Lucy know that this is what's happening. You know, your mom's gonna start losing hair. She's gonna feel unwell. You know, trying to prepare her for, obviously, hopefully that our man would pull through, but, you know, unfortunately it didn't work out that way, you know. But she did put up a very good fight to show her daughter, listen, you know, that she's proud of her and everything that she's done, so.
Okay. So, for Lucy's sake, guys, the 14-year-old who lost her mother 2 years ago, if people would take a look at the photograph on Twitter at Joe Liveline or at RTE Liveline, it's on Facebook as well, and it happened at a Blanchardstown shopping centre. Maybe somebody picked it up thinking it wasn't intrinsically worth a lot, and said, I must hand that in somewhere, not knowing, by the way, a lot of people don't know where to hand stuff in, but anyway, if you did come across it, please let us know at 1850 715 815. Keith, thanks indeed,
and thanks a minute, Joe.
Fingers crossed, PG, and regards to Lucy.